51 Highway.
Straight on through.
Mm-hmm. You go north, and you get out here about a mile, and you take the left hand. It's 51 Highway to Tahlequah, and take it right on out of Tahlequah, follow 51 through Wagner. Then you cross US 69 and through Coweta and Broken Arrow. And when you get to Broken Arrow, you're on 71st Street in Tulsa. 51 Highway is 71st Street. And you travel through Broken Arrow about 6 or 7 miles, you come to 64, US 64. And if you don't know this cutoff, you'll just automatically turn right on 64 and go into Tulsa. And you hit all the downtown traffic. But when you get to 64, go right straight on across. Mm-hmm. You're on 71st Street from Broken Arrow, going straight west. And cross 64 and go to the end of the road. And you'll either turn left or right. You turn right, that is South Peoria. Mm. And you turn right there, and it isn't far to the 51st Street bypass. Get on it and ride on out. You don't hit any downtown traffic at all.
Easy road all the way.
Yes, it's a good road.
Uh-huh. Well, good. I'm glad to know that. I want to know that both ways, both from this end and from the other end.
You can save almost an hour by going that way. You don't hit any traffic at all. You stay on 71st. So you get to the end of the, you're going west till you get to the end of the street.
And turn right on Peoria.
Turn right, you're on Peoria. Down to 51st Street bypass and get on it. You go under and make a left-hand turn, and you can enter it a lot easier. Just after you pass through the underpass, you turn left and go right out on to 51st Street bypass and right on it.
Good. I'm glad to know that. I was worried about getting stuck in that Tulsa traffic.
Well, you'll miss it all that way. Sure will.
Oh, say, what did Tom grab off that log last night?
A bullfrog.
Do you have any special word for small green frogs, the noisy ones?
Tree frogs seem to make more noise.
And how about that animal that looks like a frog but lives in your yard and doesn't go near the water?
A toad?
Uh-huh.
Well, I've heard people call it a hop toad. But we always call it a toad frog. Mm-hmm. They're in gardens. They're very beneficial to a garden.
Aren't they, though? Eat all those insects?
Insects and bugs of every kind. And they don't harm a garden at all.
They're certainly ugly. Were oyster suppers at all common here in the early days?
Night, pardon?
Were oyster suppers at all common here in the early days?
No. Oysters. Oyster suppers are not common here now.
How about ice cream socials?
Yes, they're very common. Have been for years and years.
What kind of a boat would you say yours is? A motorboat or?
No, I'd call it a river boat. It's a trot line boat. It's made specifically for that.
What's your idea, Ben?
It's Arkansas Traveler is what it is. Fisherman's Dream is the name of it.
That's true too.
Yeah. Fisherman's Dream.
I noticed there's been a motor on that.
Yes, there's a place for a motor. And if you have very far to go, it's nice to have one. And I've been intending to buy